Welcome to Your Money Matters, the personal finance report from the Wall Street Journal for Monday morning, May 5th. I'm Mike Weinstein. This time, part-timers risk losing their health insurance under Obamacare and using life insurance to pay for your kids' college. Thousands of so-called variable-hour employees could lose health insurance benefits under rules of the Affordable Health Care Act. The Journal's Lauren Weber explains the challenges facing some companies.
68% of U.S. employers have these workers whose hours may vary from week to week or season to season. Employers make choices about how they want to implement this law. There's not just one way to do it.
Employers must look at all the options, and some may have differing motives on how to manage the situation.
Maybe they're looking purely at cost savings. Maybe they're trying to keep as many people as they can in their program. But the company we wrote about, Sodexo, they clearly made a choice that left about 4,000 people losing the benefits that they previously had.
She adds that a group that is particularly facing the risk of losing coverage is those who work on college campuses that don't operate during the summer. That gap could cost them in a big way. As we continue, is paying your kids' tuition via your life insurance policy a good idea?
By 2025, it's estimated that half the world's population will lack access to safe drinking water. A sorry state of affairs, as two-thirds of our planet is covered by water. We are helping develop solutions for salt water to satisfy the thirst of future generations. BASF, the chemical company.
Many parents trying to put their kids through college are signing up for life insurance to cover the costs. The Journal's Anna Maria Andriotis tells us that income derived from permanent life insurance policies are being used in numerous ways.
Funds in that investment vehicle can be used for pretty much anything that the policyholder would like to put them towards. It can be to help pay for retirement costs, it can be to go buy a car, but it can also be for college expenses.
It can act almost like a loan, as you have to return the money to the investment portion of the policy.
Otherwise, the death benefit that your family receives when you pass away will be less than you intended. That outstanding amount would be deducted from the intended death benefit.
Sallie Mae just released data on how popular this strategy has become.
19% of parents saving for college are planning to use these permanent life insurance policies to help pay for tuition costs. 12% have bought life insurance on their children for the same purpose.
But this approach can be costly. Premiums for permanent life insurance policies tend to be significantly higher than those for a 529 college savings plan. That's it for this time. Remember to check out the latest personal finance news and tips at WSJ.com. I'm Mike Weinstein at the Wall Street Journal.